One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging. And their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And today is Snap Pea 82.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Hello, peas.
Hello, everyone.
We're back. We're back. It's Melbourne. It's cold. It's winter, but we love it. Okay? We love it.
Oh, well, it's been sort of mildish.
It has been. We've had some really cold spots and then we've had a few mild days, which is very unusual for
yes,
this time of year.
Yes, that's right. It hasn't been lots of rain.
No. Today is like a top of 15 or something, which is quite warm.
You know, we're all rugged up still, but.
Well, because we're in a bunker. But otherwise, if we're at home with a hoodie on, it wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah, so we're back. We've had a couple of weeks off. It's the July school holidays here.
Yep.
So,
we're back. I wonder if there's anyone still. Tassie's often a bit later, isn't it? Because they have the three terms.
Yep.
But I think most of Australia had 1 week of the holidays that were linking up at this time. Maybe some of you went somewhere warm.
Oh, people travelling the world.
I've seen a lot of young people in Europe, and then a lot of people my age who actually have disposable income.
Yes, I have too.
It's been quite the shift.
Last year people were still nervous. This year people have gone.
They've gone all with abundance. Off to Europe. Good on them.
Yeah, I know. Amazing.
Good on you. But, we're here. We are here.
Okay, let's hear from the peas. We've got some speak pipes.
Yeah.
I was lying in bed this morning trying to get back to sleep, and my mind was going from thing to thing.
Yeah.
And it landed up on Snap Pea 79 and one of Kate's boys needing to do a poo before he could converse with her coherently.
Yes.
And I thought, he literally needs to get his shit set. Shit. It just made me laugh so much. I'm off to listen to the latest episode now, the one about Sister Peas talking about their journeys.
Oh, bye-bye. I'll tell you something funny, Peas. You can make a title on your speak pipe, which I'm always very thrilled when you do, but you don't have to. I probably wouldn't either.
I don't. I do them.
Yeah, but I love it when I see them. And this one's called Shit, 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 Shit.
I know, we were like, what is this one? Thank you.
Yes, it's getting your shits out is very important.
Kate's boys in poo when you in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I'm glad you do too, because I'm thinking about stuff like that. So totally. It's only fair that I share that mental load around.
Middle of the night musings.
Just
so many.
And I'm saying to myself, stop it. You know you're not solving anything now. But
your brain.
No, my brain doesn't listen to me.
No.
That's why the kids don't listen to me. I don't even listen to me.
Hi, Kate and Mandy.
Hello.
This is Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
I'm calling to say I am so sorry for not pulling my weight.
Oh, it's Tanya.
Please be assured I've listened to every single episode. But I've been so busy splashing around in my light pink Mary boots on my way to Aldi and working as a therapy in the eastern suburbs of Melbourne. So although I haven't been pulling my weight, I have been here with you. You've made me laugh, cry and make a difference, not only as being a therapy, but as being a mother and a friend. Thank you for all that you've given the P community. I promise I will put in the work now.
Will
just
you?
Just ask me what you need.
Okay.
Well, the thank Instagram you for spelling
Tanya with
great.
An I.
You're yeah. welcome.
And the weather here in Melbourne this morning is a cold 12 degrees, a little bit of rain.
Thank you, Tanya.
Take care. Love you guys. Bye.
My face was blank for so long.
I was
long.
Like, Mandy doesn't know. I had to give her a little shove. I was like, you know, Tanya.
Please.
Tanya's given me so much joy.
Tanya.
Thank you for Tanya.
Thank
and
you.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, the Instagram could have better captions or could have more, actually some content. Oh. So
we'll take it. The light pink Mary boots.
Oh,
if you've got
yeah.
pink Mary boots, Tanya, I'm yeah. jealous of you.
Yeah, the light pink one.
Oh, no, there's another one. Is that her again?
No, or is it a real Tanya? That's okay. Got a J.
Please write in SpeakPipe whenever you want, Tanya.
Yeah, like, let us know what's yeah. going on. Let us what know is, what you've been doing.
Yeah, and what is it really like working with us?
Yeah. You can spill the beans on the pea.
That was probably one of the best SpeakPipes we've had. We've had a lot of doozies, but that was really clever.
Oh, it's Tanya here. Who?
If you don't know what we're laughing about, go back and listen to SpeakPipe 79. She yep. gave Tanya told you what to do.
Yep.
So go and listen to that and then you'll be right in with the in joke.
Yeah, yeah, you yeah. can't. We can't explain Tanya. Tanya explains herself. But, you know, when things go wrong.
I want to listen to that Tanya again. I am going to listen to that on Monday.
Hi, ladies. My name's Tanya and I'm a therapy. I have just been reflecting on what your podcast has given me. I started listening sort of mid-early last year because a lot of my clients listen to your podcast and I thought it would be really nice to hear a parental perspective.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm lucky I've been practicing as a physio for almost 20 years and wow. for all of that time I've been volunteering on different programs provided by a charity called Heads Together for Brain Injury.
Right.
And that's all about recognizing the expertise of families who live with a child who has a brain injury. So
right.
I'm very lucky that I've been sort of exposed to the wisdom of families for my entire career. As I was reflecting, I was sort of thinking what I've actually got from your podcast rather than something professionally, something personal. So in August last year, I was diagnosed with breast cancer and I've been undergoing treatment since then and treatment's recently finished and things are looking really good, which is wonderful. But
what a year.
Your weekly Make a Difference Cry Laugh has shown me, I guess, that it's okay to have a cry every week and people do have a cry every week.
Yes,
and I
absolutely.
Think
every
I've
day.
Spent most of my adult life, for whatever reason, being a fixer and a doer and kind of being the tough one who holds things together. And as I finish this breast cancer journey and the emotions are kind of coming to the front and I'm just started seeing a wonderful counsellor who's helping me with this. But listening to you guys reinforces that being vulnerable is actually quite strong and being able to have cries every week is a really healthy thing to get those emotions out. And I just wanted to thank you for that contribution to this part of my healing journey on a purely personal level. So thank you and thank you for your incredible podcast and community. It's just a joy to be part of.
Thank you so much. A real proper Tanya.
A real proper Tanya. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I tell you, I was talking to a friend, a beautiful, beautiful friend who has had a lifelong journey with bipolar. And she was saying how something had made her really sad. And my partner was there, and my partner said, it is through the grief that we grow.
Mm.
And I was like, I hate that, but yeah, actually it's true.
It's true. Yeah.
I hate it. I don't want it to be true.
Yeah.
I want to just bounce around without the grief. Yeah. But actually every massive event in my life that has caused some sort of pain, or I mean trauma might be an overstatement, but whatever, I come out of it slightly different.
Yes, of course.
And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean really, if you can, crying through that is so good. It cracks you open.
Yes.
And it's, I don't like feeling vulnerable either. I really struggle with it. I was very strong for a very long time. I didn't have any choice, mind you. But, and it is scary to be vulnerable, but it actually is the only way to, yeah, grow and to let people know how you're feeling.
Yeah.
And to actually admit how you're feeling yourself, which is hard.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think.
And it must be hard when you have been a stoic person to then allow yourself to do it, like Tanya's saying.
Mm.
But actually she's been through something life-altering.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I think whenever one thing happens, like my marriage ending or whatever, it brought up all these other things that I'd sort of squashed away.
Yeah.
So it's never just one thing.
It's not about the bike, as my friend Vanessa always says when we talk about the Lance Armstrong book. It's called It's Not About the Bike.
I did and a review for that. Don't worry. Did you? I got paid to write it.
Did you?
To read that book. Yeah.
Did you? For the Christians. Yeah. Because my husband loved him, but now we can't have that book.
Yes.
But anyway, we always say it's not about the bike.
Yeah. But it's true.
Yeah.
It really isn't about the
bike. Well, thank you, Tanya. And we're glad that you're doing well. And I think probably when you're in something, it's very difficult to sort of talk about it. But when you're through something or coming out of something, then it's a little bit easier to do the work.
And I think that's what I've always found. When you're in it, sometimes you
just have to do it.
And you might need the people who've also been in it.
Yes, that's right. Because
it's very hard to hear. Like at the moment, I spoke to a friend the other day. So we're in the process of moving.
Yep.
And this person said, oh, well, it has to be done. And everybody does this when there's a marriage breakdown. And they were very flippant.
Mm.
And on one hand, that's true.
Mm.
Everybody does do it. But I'm like, yeah, but you've never done it.
No.
You've so had what your you beautiful, know? Secure home. Yeah. So that's not the time to tell me that. No. Like in 5 years, I'm probably willing to hear that. At the moment, I'm liking hearing from people going, yeah, I felt sad too.
It was terrible.
Yeah. Yes. So the other thing I've got, my therapist has made me do this, and I think that it's a bit whatever, but it's really good. And I really makes me realize how good the cry-laugh difference is because we think about it.
Yeah.
And she's like, three tiny things that you're grateful for every day. Not big things, not ducted heating, not, you know. And I know it makes me cringe. I don't know why. But also,
Oprah told us to do it a long time ago.
Yeah. And it actually.
Yes.
And I haven't even got a journal. I'm just brain. Writing it on a little piece of paper.
Yep.
And, yeah, then I'm like, that's right, I felt happy when I did that at that moment. And that's like when I'm looking back for what made me laugh during the week.
Yes, I know, it's the best.
It is really good. Yes. So I'm glad that our cry-laugh difference has helped crack you open or make you realise that it's okay to have a cry and it's okay to have a laugh. Sometimes they're right beside each other.
Totally, most of the time.
Yes, smooshing into each other.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah.
Thank you. That was a beautiful speak part.
And I hope you have
continue to be well.
Yeah. Because it's, I know, like a weight that.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, beautiful. Well,
we don't know that story. Us
no,
two.
I don't.
No.
So, yeah.
Mandy.
Yes.
I just made a huge mistake.
What?
I was at Eastlands, not my usual hangout, but, you know, managed to come to this hangout. Side of town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was walking past Gorman and I thought, I need to see what she's talking about. And I walked in.
How poor are you?
And now I think I'm in trouble. Yeah. They have such amazing stuff in there, Mandy.
I know.
Help. Beautiful.
No, we can't help you.
We can't help you. You're in.
You're in.
Yes.
I reckon I have 4 Gorman pieces.
Yes.
And I love them as much as the day that I bought them.
Yes,
they are
too
expensive.
Yes.
I don't know that it's the perfect free trade, whatever all those things are, but I love them.
Yes, I'm glad you found it. And you know, I buy stuff on sale.
Yes. So they have sales all the time.
That pink dress I bought for our first photo shoots, I bought that for my birthday full price as a big treat. Everything else I've managed to sort of get a little bit later.
And they have the warehouse sale. Yep, well, that's online warehouse sales, and you can usually at least get 20% off.
I went to the one at Knox and I had the girls with me, and it was sort of leading up to birthday time. So I walked Molly in there because I thought she really likes red, and sometimes there's bold things. Mm. You should have heard her. No, no. This is not for me, the top of her voice. And we walked out. The lady's like, okay. I said, it's not for her.
I think there's a brand that I can't afford at the moment. I think it's called Jericho Road. And I've got that really funky, I've worn it to lots of things, like pink and black and orange.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
gorgeous.
It's almost like a tracksuit thing.
Yeah, 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 cute.
Absolutely gorgeous. And some little gift shops have their stuff too. Like, I think that the other place that I really love is Dangerfield.
Yeah.
They have this real goth section.
Yes.
Which is, you know.
And they have the really cute, beautiful dresses.
I've got little pinafores and Dangerfield, my cute little stripy top.
Yes.
So, yeah, but I mean, really the truth is you just need money for all those
places.
Yeah,
that's right.
Although Dangerfield's not gone.
But remember that what I learned a long time ago, and then when I had no money, was one new thing a season.
Mm.
So if you just only can buy four things a year, you buy one thing new that's in season and it's like a new shape or something. So if that could be like a dress for me in summer, maybe a new jumper in winter.
Mm.
Maybe a different skirt for spring, or you know what I mean?
Some slacks for autumn.
Yep, something. Yep. So, or a new scarf. So if you're in the thick of little kids and you don't have that money, that stood me in good stead for years.
Yeah, and it's something to look forward to.
Yeah. And I'd get vouchers for my birthday. I mean, it's not like I'd only buy four things a year, but sometimes there was no money.
Definitely.
And everything went into the kids' clothes. So that's how I did it.
Yeah, but I'm so glad that not only was your first journey to
Eastland, Norman,
but it was at Eastland.
Surprised I didn't see you.
Yeah.
He's come up to me there all the time. Yep. It's beautiful.
Yep. But it's our local hang.
It is. Oh, yeah. I'm there all the time. And I look terrible when I go there.
Oh, yeah.
So if you see me marching around in my trackies, that's me. Yeah. Don't think, oh, that might not be Mandy.
That's the real Mandy.
Yes, it is. I don't care. I just go there because I've got jobs to be done.
Yep. And it's, oh, I don't know. It's got everything.
I just feel like I am who I am.
I know. So if it had an Apple store, not that I ever.
That's my big complaint with Knox. So they've opened up this brand new thing. It's a Westfield. Why the F would they not put in an Apple store?
I don't know.
Because if I have to go to Doncaster, I have to put clothes on.
I know. Yeah, Doncaster's posh. And it just feels like it's that bit. Well, it is that bit further away.
It is.
You've got to get on the freeway, you've got to pay the tolls.
I know. So stuff for you, Apple.
Come on. Can you just have an Apple store out a little bit further out? We're poor, but we have iPhones. iPhones are out where the Bogans are as well.
And I am embarrassingly, absolutely hooked into Apple.
Oh,
as
never
my
changing.
Husband, he's like, oh, Apple are the worst in the world. I'm like, no. Okay. And actually, they changed our daughter's life.
Jeez,
things are accessible for
her. No, they have lots of
using
accessibility.
Using that iPad and the iPhone opened up her world.
Yep. Look, I am never learning a new device.
No.
Never. If Apple goes under, I'm back to no phone.
Stuffed.
That's it. I'm done.
Mum said to me on the phone the other, I can see why people just die when they get old because they just can't adopt new things.
Oh, yes.
I said, yep, I get it, Mum. Yeah. I said, I'm heading there.
I'm definitely heading there.
Because you know when you're young, you're like, yeah, I'm onto everything.
It doesn't
and then,
mean
it. Nah.
Everything is just so easy.
Oh,
anyway, you go.
Yeah,
well, that was a rant for you, please. Sometimes we forget we're recording. We're just talking.
It's the content everyone loves.
It is.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh.
Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, Mandy and Kate.
Hello.
It's Jen here in Sydney.
Hi, Jen.
And currently, despite it being the middle of winter, it is very sunny and calm with no wind.
Lovely.
Perfect weather for gardening and housework.
Yes. Yep.
Anyway, I was thinking about something you say a lot, Mandy, about how lovely it is when you have friends' houses or family members where it's a safe place to go.
Yeah.
It's a safe place for you to go and you don't have to, you know, worry about what your kid's doing or, you know, if they're welcome or if they are going to break anything. And both me and my partner's families are all overseas. I live in France. So, you know, we kind of rely on friends. But
we end up usually hosting
people coming here.
Yes.
And I just thought, you know, wouldn't it be lovely if special schools all over Australia were available on the weekend, just the outdoor playground areas that are lovely, fenced, safe, purpose-built for children with special needs. If families with special needs could be given access to those playgrounds in those schools on the weekends so that parents could, first of all, meet each other.
That is the truth.
Siblings could meet other siblings who are in a similar position.
I've never thought about that, Jen.
Special needs kids could be safer because you're not having to, you know, play the meerkat in the playground, watching every single move your kid makes. You know, are they going to get pushed off a swing because people don't realize they're disabled? Or is there going to be, you know, is there going to be an injury because that kid on the bike is not watching, et cetera? And I just thought, since taxpayers are paying for these schools, I know that they're purpose-built, so they're really hard to break anything in them. They've all got reinforced glass on the windows and stuff. If they would even just leave the playgrounds accessible
because they're not,
to special needs families on the weekend.
Yeah, maybe you could book it for a party.
I think it would be such a game changer for so many of us. It would be such a game changer for so many of us.
This is a fabulous
idea. It would be so much easier to connect with your community.
Yes.
You'd meet the other people who have kids with disabilities in your area. And yeah, you just wouldn't have to worry about people who don't understand our world coming there. Yeah, I just thought,
there
wouldn't that
go.
Be nice
what
if
an
we
epiphany.
Could maybe lobby some government ministers to look into that? It would change a lot of lives, I think. Anyway, just like you guys. Changing lots of lives and keeping us company on what could be a really lonely journey. So thanks for everything that you do.
Thank you, Jen. What a great idea.
Beautiful accent too.
Beautiful.
I know that the teacher's going to be like, we can't be responsible. No, it's nothing to do with the teachers. Someone else is going to have to take this on.
Well, our local primary school is open and families are up there all the time.
All the time.
So why is that different?
Yeah, why is that different? Yeah,
we're speechless.
Yeah, we don't understand.
Yes.
But I know someone will say it's because of this, and we'll be like,
okay.
But I think that there are probably little hurdles, but I think we can get over them.
Because they're scattered around everywhere.
Yeah,
so rather than going to Hayes Paddock, which is designed, you know, and it's in Kew and you live in Pakenham. You're right. Like, it's not that accessible.
No.
And to have one playground in Victoria that's made for us. Yeah.
Yeah. And to be able to have all the siblings.
Yes.
Like, we're going to have a barbecue at the school for so-and-so's birthday, you know. Excellent.
Well, I was just listening to that Little Dreamers episode and just thinking so much about siblings and family dynamics and, it all fits into that, doesn't it? Yeah.
Because accessibility has to be for everyone.
Yes, it does.
You know, so, and it's the same as, you know, when you go, not the same, but like you go to a concert, there's the same amount of female toilets as male toilets. There's a massive queue for the female toilets and there's only one disabled one.
Yeah.
So while we try to be accessible for the masses, it means it doesn't work for anyone.
Yeah.
Right. And these schools are so awesome, or these playgrounds. So we're not going to get them all made accessible in the next 5 years.
No.
That's just not going to happen. But they're already there.
Yeah.
So, and there are a lot of them around.
Yes.
Wow, Jen. Blowing our little pea minds. We're sitting almost speechless.
I know. What a snap pea.
What a snap
pea. We've gone through everything.
We really have.
We've met
Tanya.
So we have for the first time. And then we met the other lovely Tanya.
See, she works hard for us. We don't know her.
No. I didn't recognise her.
That's how absent she's been from her life.
Let's do our Laugh, Cry, Make a Difference. Important today.
Yes, very important today. Before I start mine, I just wanted to say that last year when I turned 50, my beautiful friends who listen, Jenny, who's in Perth, and Tammy, who's in Warrnambool, they bought me, the Humans in Melbourne guy made a book.
Oh, yes. It's called Melbourne. I'm watching him on Instagram. Yep.
Well, it's called Melbourne 365. Ah. And what he did in 2022 was he took a photo of Melbourne every single day.
Ah.
And so they, for my birthday, they joined the crowdfunding. Ah. So my name's in the back of the book.
Oh, that's amazing. Kate Mulholland.
Yeah. And the book arrived last week.
Oh,
and
that's
so
exciting.
It's, yeah, I'd forgotten. Oh, like, what you know, a great it's a year gift. And a bit later, and it's our beautiful city going through all the seasons. Gosh. And it's just, I've packed everything else and it's still sitting. Oh, I'm like, I'm just going to carry this to the new house with me.
Oh, that sounds, what a beautiful gift.
It's a beautiful gift. Yeah, so I just wanted to thank them because I love it. And I think it's going to make a difference for a whole year because then scholarship was like, why don't you turn a page over
every day? Oh, like, that's a great idea. Like a calendar. Yes.
Anyway, what made you cry this week, Jose?
Well, in these holidays, my twins turned 18.
Unbelievable. Yes.
So I just had lots of tears in the lead up, as I usually do, but there was lots of really felt good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was just that whole, how have we got here?
A seminal moment.
How are they 18? Like,
I know, how?
How did this happen?
I don't know.
It was really, so there was just tears in strange times and I think that's probably typical of a milestone birthday anyway. So, it was
as the mum and the primary carer.
Oh, yeah, you're just huge. And looking back through their little photos and, you know, and you just think, oh, tiny prems.
Tiny.
You know, here they are. Oh, it's just so emotional. So emotional.
And
it was a really big time and people were really lovely and supportive. And thank you, Kate, sent me flowers and, you know, other friends just messages and just encouraging me.
Big day.
Yeah.
It's a reflection of 18 years.
Yeah.
And on one hand, it means nothing.
Yes, that's right. And that's what I was trying to impress on Molly because actually she was quite teary and I don't want to be an adult. And I said, nothing's changing.
No,
nothing's changing today because everyone was saying, you're an adult now.
Let her meet some 30-year-old men. Yeah. She'd be like, oh, right, okay.
Yeah. So we were trying to just downplay it as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It's a weird moment.
Yeah.
You know, other people are getting their licenses.
That's right.
Or going out to a nightclub or whatever. Yeah. And then, you know, lots of kids aren't. So
that's right. Yeah. So she got a TV for her birthday and we've had it installed on the wall in her bedroom. And that is just the joy of her life.
Oh.
And I just thought, I was just saying to someone, well, she's not getting a car or her license. We have to give her something that's really super special. No one in our house has a TV in their bedroom.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting.
Yeah.
She, all of a sudden we'll hear it.
The volume's up to a million.
Like, she watched We Bought a Zoo over about 3 days. I was like, okay. So it's got, you know, it's got Netflix and Disney Plus.
Yeah, they're so good, the new TVs.
So good. And my friend Simon came and put it up.
Simon. What a legend.
Oh, he's a legend.
Yeah.
Has just been helping me a lot. He just came and did. He brought he said, do you want me to source the TV? I said, yep,
yes,
thank you.
Please.
So he did. Yes. I said, I just want it so that she can add apps so it's got the, and he got it.
Yep.
The best one.
Yep.
So, that was an emotional time. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, hugely emotional.
Yeah. Which is coming for you too.
I know, in a couple of weeks. Yeah. I know. Yeah. I can't even
I didn't really know how to deal with it, to be honest.
Yeah. And I think, for me, it's my last.
Yes.
Like, that's
it. It's huge.
My babies are...
Yeah, adults.
Yeah, I mean, they're not. But, yeah.
I will say she did sign up for Hoyts Rewards. That was her biggest
good.
Wish.
She's done it.
She's done it.
Yep.
And she got... They gave her 18 points. I mean, how fucking generous Hoyts.
How generous.
Gave her 18 points.
How much do you need to see a movie?
Oh, like 10,000.
Oh, Lordy. You know what I mean? Like, giving her 180,
I know.
18,000.
But anyway, she goes, I got 18 points. I'm like, mate, that's nothing. I won't even buy you one grain of popcorn. Anyway, big time. What about you?
Oh, well, I'm, you know, always late to the everything, but I've been watching this TV show called Somebody Somewhere.
Oh, I don't know it.
Oh, I have. We've binged it over like 3 days. It's two seasons, but there's another season coming. And it's about this woman who grew up in Manhattan, Kentucky, not Manhattan, New York.
Yep.
And so grew up in a beautiful farm and her sister, you don't get the full picture, but her sister, she comes home because her sister has either, her sister's passed away when it starts, but I think she might have come home to look after her. And she's living in her sister's house and she doesn't fit in. Like, it's a real small country town.
Right, yep.
And she's sort of shut down emotionally.
Right.
But she used to be a singer. She used to sing and she meets this gay guy at work who invites her to come to this thing.
Oh, music,
and
beautiful.
They start singing.
Oh.
And I weep.
Oh, I know it. I know. I can picture what it looks like.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
And it's so the cast.
Is she a comedian?
Yes, yes. I think she is. Yes. So, but it's loosely based on her life. She grew up in that town.
Right, right.
So the cast is very diverse.
Yes, great.
And there's not really a lot of explaining as to why they're diverse.
Great.
Yeah, I don't know, it's just got me in all the feels and I've just really enjoyed it and I've cried a lot. But
yes.
Also just like that she sings a song to this guy that's helped her and you're just like, oh. Yeah, beautiful. You'll love it. I'm sure everyone else will be like, oh, yeah, we watched that 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, but things pop up on Netflix or whatever and then like.
Well, someone recommended it. They're like, yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah,
great.
And they were right.
Yeah, good.
So what has made a difference for you?
Oh, well, it was a school holiday. Mm. So I was listening to the episode again with Little Dreamers. So I had the sleepover with Miss 12 and her five friends.
Yes,
and,
yes.
They were up till 3:40.
Yeah.
So I let them go.
Exactly.
I let them go.
Yeah.
At three, I said, I think
maybe
it's time. I think your mums will be cross with me.
Yes.
If you don't have a little bit of sleep.
Yep.
So anyway, there was squealing joy.
Oh, yeah.
There was all, you know, mattresses everywhere. There was pizza. There was all that because the other three people had gone away.
Yep.
So she got a sleepover.
Yeah. Awesome.
Without anybody saying, don't, you know, be quiet or whatever.
Or be loud,
so
yep.
And her friends were gorgeous. And yep, I was tired.
Oh, yeah. It's a special sort of time.
All the mums are like, do you need wine? I was like, I'm fine.
Not wine. No. I need like a Red Bull or whatever that.
I was really tired the next day.
Yeah.
Now you're but like, I felt really happy I could give it my all.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and just.
Just remember, you used to do that every single night when you had twins.
Oh, that's what I said. I said to them all the messages, nothing's as bad as twins, but maybe tonight will be the night.
I found the thing.
I found the thing, but nothing's as bad as backing up.
No,
baby
it's
twins.
Backing up.
Yeah, nothing's as bad as that.
Well, I just remember when they were tiny, and I'm sure there are people listening who have children that are in that sleep, non-sleeping part of their life, just thinking, it doesn't really matter if it's nighttime or daytime.
It doesn't.
I'm still not sleeping.
Yeah, like doesn't really matter what time of day.
Bedtime is no relief to me.
Yeah, it's nothing.
None. But I remember you drive past 40 Winks or Captain Snooze and think, oh, that bed, right. Bed looks good.
So
I want to hop in that
or
bed.
I was in Meyer and I'd think, yep, tuck me in, baby.
Tuck me
Even
in.
The short ones in Spotlight
I'd
take.
I'll curl up for this.
You would have found me in there. So, yeah, the sleepover, Molly went away with some friends, went to Sovereign Hill.
The greatest.
Support workers.
Yep.
Thank you, NDIS.
Yep.
That makes me want to cry and weep when she gets to go away with her friends.
Mm-hmm.
And she's totally supported. And I just think this is the magic of the NDIS.
Yep, it is.
So that made big difference. And I've been watching the para athletics in Paris. So just watching all these amazing pea shoots.
Yeah, yeah. And it's on in the middle of the night.
Yes, it is. It's in the afternoon and then it's on overnight.
Is it replayed?
Yeah, but there's like the morning session is like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Oh, it starts at 4:50.
Yeah.
And so we've been watching that. Molly loves it. And whenever it comes up with the 37s, look at that arm, look at that person's arm. That looks like me.
Representation.
Oh, she just, as soon as they were three and I remember watching our first Paralympics, I was like, this is what she needs to watch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's made such a big difference. Mm. Yes. What about you?
My make a difference is that Cake 2 is back. So is it cake or not, or is it a cake? I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, yes.
But the new series is back and it's called Cake 2, T-double-O.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh!
They're the Bagans of TV as well.
The Bagans of TV. Well, they are.
Yeah, they are.
But, I mean, the boys haven't watched all of it because that would be boring.
Yeah.
But we've watched a couple of the whole episodes together and just
the
conversations,
joy.
The joy. Oh. I'm like, I love something that the whole family can watch.
Yes, me too.
And by the whole family, I mean me and the twins.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? It just.
Yeah, but you remember the days when there was seven of you watching something.
That's right.
Yes.
So this is, I'm like, I love this. I just, and then Scholarship's been watching it and we're Snapchatting.
Yeah, cute.
And the person who won, we both were like, yeah,
great,
she
won. Great.
So yeah, that was my make a difference.
Yeah,
and what made you laugh this week?
Well, this morning I accidentally washed both my bras at the same time.
Oh, no.
My non-underwire ones, because I'm only wearing them now. And so I had to put them on the ducted heating vent this morning.
And they blow up like.
Yeah, so I just walked past Molly nude and I said, incoming a boobs. And she said, wow, your boobs look like donkeys.
What does that even mean?
And I said, yep. I said, well, that's what happens when you breastfeed people. Yes. So technically it's your fault.
Yes.
And then she goes, well, technically it was your choice.
Oh, I was like, right, true. Okay.
Your boobs look like donkeys?
Like donkeys. Okay. I'm trying to, I like know. A donkey's face.
I don't or... know. I mean, they're bad. It's
yeah.
true.
Yeah,
I know. It's not a good look. No. But anyway, she doesn't care.
Oh,
she's,
no, gosh.
She's the least person to care about nudity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, the bras are still going well. I think they're going to get sweaty in summer.
Yeah.
But,
that's right. It's good. It's yep. got cold for months yet.
I know. I've still got time to just be enjoying the no wire. It's the greatest.
Some wire over summer.
Oh, yeah, for my good days, I'll pop them up a bit. Anyway, if your boobs look like donkeys, let me know.
I'm sure mine do. I don't even know what they look like. They're still good enough that if I raise my hands above my head, they look good.
Ah, so okay.
That's what doing do in, that the in the mirror. Every now and again. I'm like, look at me.
Okay.
And I often think this
don't
is weird.
Don't snap tap me that.
When I'm at, I won't. When I'm at a concert and I've got my arms up, I'd be like,
I think, yeah,
my boobs
perky.
Look good. No one can say that.
Perky.
But yeah.
Uh-huh.
Perky might not be, but okay. they're up.
Yep. Up donkeys.
Up donkeys. Isn't that enough donkeys?
Yes, enough. That's right.
I laughed because my beautiful best friend Rachel turned 50
yes.
and had the greatest party.
Oh,
she just said to
me.
Everybody, this is a dance party. If you come, you must dance.
Oh.
So there was lights and we had heaps of lights in our house from parties and stuff.
Yes.
So I said to her son, come and get them.
Come and get them.
Had lasers and... her sister-in-law literally just wore lycra.
Oh.
She was like, I am here to dance. Everybody bought their dancing shoes.
That's the best.
I reckon we danced for 3 or 4 hours. And Rach just,
you would have
she
loved
sort
that.
Of did her own like 70s music, 80s, oh, 90s, 2000s.
Excellent.
We had the greatest time. It was just a room full of women. Sadly, most of the blokes just went and sat and did boring
doesn't matter.
Stuff. Who
don't
cares?
Care about them anyway.
We no. had the greatest time. We laughed.
Oh, what joy.
It's just like, this is...
This is when women know
night.
Their shit at 50,
oh, yeah.
you know. This is what
oh,
I want,
yeah,
this
I
is
want.
What I'm doing.
Yep. yep, you come, you dance. So
yep.
the expectation was there. It wasn't like, oh, there's a dance floor
no.
in the corner. No, 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 you are coming to dance.
Yep.
So everyone was in comfy
oh.
clothes and we had just the greatest
oh,
night.
Oh, good.
Laughing, laughing, dancing, dancing.
Good.
And then, I don't know, I'm assuming most people listening know what a slut drop is. Do you know
no, I don't.
Well, see, I can't do it anymore because
right.
of my knee.
Okay.
But a slut drop,
what,
which
you
is,
used to be able to do it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's like one of my saddest things. It's just when you're dancing and you go down on your haunches really low and then you sort of come up sexy. It's the slut drop.
Okay, all right.
Which
all
obviously right. slut is a word we
don't use.
No, because
yep.
ridiculous. Anyone
yep.
can be and who, whatever. But it's still called the slut
yep.
drop.
Okay,
anyway,
right.
so
she
the scholarship
could do it.
Was
could
teaching
do it.
My new partner.
Oh,
so
right.
they were slut dropping together. I was like, this is one of the highlights of
okay,
my life.
Okay,
seeing
what a
all
moment.
This take place. And then oh. scholarship. Texts number one daughter and I in the group chat on Monday and she's like, not going to lie, my thighs are killing me from that slut dropping. Like, what a message. Anyway, so it was in a really weird time of my life,
yes,
just
it was a
moment of
oh,
joy,
take
just
it.
Hours of joy.
Yep,
we
great.
Really, really did.
Great,
so, yep.
great, great.
All right, Pete, we're going to leave you.
Yes,
and
get
we'll
on with your
you
week.
Thursday.
We've got another episode Thursday, so, yep, we'll see you then.
All right, bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.